How would you explain population health to someone who's never heard the term before?
It's chronic disease management for a population or a small, as we just heard, subgroup of people, looking at the social determinants of health and making sure that there's value in the total care versus just an episodic situation or episodic need.
That's Al Hammons, Executive Director of Millennium Collaborative Care, an organization in the middle of a five-year initiative to create a better healthcare system in Western New York. They're trying to educate the region's healthcare providers and community organizations on their role in population health. It's why they brought in healthcare consultant Dr. John Burrows, who has his own take. He says the term is a misnomer and should actually be referred to as subpopulation health.
What you're trying to do is identify people with the greatest needs, who frankly we grossly undertreat, and identify people with very low needs, who we tend to overtreat. And it's a form of rationalizing or right-sizing the care that we provide to the right people. We want to provide the right care to the right people in the right way and the right time.
But population health, however you define it, is not just one thing. Among healthcare providers, there are building blocks of all shapes and sizes needed to create an aligned network. Things like nursing homes and home health programs, long-term care and skilled nursing facilities, and doctors themselves. Take all that and extend the network to look at palliative care and disease management, outpatient care, retail clinics, and even the new technologies available in electronic health.
So you need all of these operational building blocks, and you have to put them together with what's called a health information exchange, which means you have to share information with everybody all the time, eventually around the world, so people can show up anywhere in the world and get the care they need because everyone will have the same information.
And of course, all that information needs to be backed up by analytics, so everyone from patients to doctors to healthcare organizations can make good decisions in real time. But what must shift towards population health has to be preceded by why. People have to understand why they have to change what they've spent years practicing, even if they're uncomfortable with it.
People have to have a compelling reason why they would want to go through the hard work, and it's hard work, to learn new skills, to adapt to a new environment, to learn a new business, new care model, new skills, in order to provide people better health at a lower cost.
Of course, patients have a role to play too. Their end is about making decisions. Burrows believes wise choices by individual patients can help cut costs dramatically. He uses the example of e-health.
If your kid has an earache, instead of going to the emergency room, you go pick up your smartphone and download an app and go to the app, go to a pediatrician and have the pediatrician or the emergency physician look at your child's ear and do a diagnosis. And they can look at the ear through the smartphone.
Burrows estimates the cost of e-health is probably 10% of what it would be to go to an emergency room and get the same care. But when trying to make those wiser decisions, Hammons says individual citizens need to look at healthcare through a consumer's lens.
What do they want and what do they need, what they think they need from their healthcare? Right now, healthcare is kind of inflicted on people. It's got to change, just like in the financial industry and other industries.
Hammons says Western New York is still in the beginning stages of change towards population health, and Millennium's five-year initiative is in its second year, partnering with physicians, healthcare providers, and community-based organizations. He says that most areas he's seen take a long time to adjust, but notes that an immediate impact can occur in small groups, and those impacts can become an example of how population health works on a larger scale. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.